Well, Dan, we know sign up now is underway for the Livestock Disaster Assistance Program. Tell us about that and what the procedure is.
Well, there's three programs there, and they're retroactive to 2012. The first program is the indemnity program, which we feel will help producers that had feedlot losses in central Nebraska last summer, and then the October snowstorm in northwest Nebraska. And then the livestock forage program is available for 2012-2013, and that applies for most of the state. So we're getting those programs up and running right now.
And you mentioned one other one as well?
The third program is the Emergency Livestock Assistance Program. It's kind of a catch-all program, including honeybee losses, those types of things.
Yeah. As far as producers are concerned, what do they have to do? What do they need to be able to provide to you?
Well, most of our offices operate now by appointment, so I would suggest they contact and get an appointment. The other thing they need to do is provide us inventory and livestock records to document their livestock numbers, and then provide an acreage report if they haven't done so already. So it's really a collection of getting that documentation together.
Now, do these programs, I mean, do they reimburse at 100% of loss, or how does that work?
No, the livestock forage program is designed to provide 60% of the cost of feeding during the grazing period. The livestock indemnity payment is designed to provide 75% of the value for that animal that was lost due to a natural disaster.
Any estimates on dollar-wise on what that might mean to Nebraska?
Well, these programs are going to provide a significant amount of assistance for those losses that have already occurred in Nebraska. And we're a big livestock state and of course, a big beef state. So there is a lot of funding or assistance there that's going to help mitigate those losses that have occurred already.
Now, do I understand that this is also going to be a permanent program now? It won't need reapproval in every farm bill?
That's correct. They're part of the permanent law, and they're funded. So we'll have them available in the future to assist livestock producers. And the goal was for them to fit in, much like the crop insurance program provides long-term risk management protection.